O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. In the time of trouble, hide us in the shadow of your wing. Psalm 12, verses 1 and 2, 5 and 6. Help me, Lord, for there is no godly one left. The faithful have vanished from among us. Everyone speaks falsely with his neighbor. With a smooth tongue, they speak from a double heart. Because the needy are oppressed and the poor cry out in misery, I will rise up, says the Lord, and give them the help they long for. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined from ore and purified seven times in the fire. In the time of trouble, hide us in the shadow of your wing. A reading from Acts chapter 14, verses 1 to 18. Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke that a great multitude, both of the Jews and the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lysonia, and to the surrounding region. And they were preaching the gospel there. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Now when the people saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lysonian language, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." And Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, intending to sacrifice with the multitudes. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men and the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in it, who in bygone generations allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And with these sayings, they could scarcely restrain the multitude from sacrificing to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the time of trouble, hide us in the shadow of your wing. English mystic Julian of Norwich said, "The mother's service is nearest, readiest, and surest. It is nearest because it is more natural, readiest because it is most loving, and surest because it is truest. No one ever might or could perform this office fully except only Jesus. We know that all our mothers bear us for pain and for death. Oh, what is that? But our true mother, Jesus, he alone bears us for joy and for endless life. So he carries us with him in love and trouble." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, open our eyes, stir our hearts, and teach us how to act justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with you this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's creative power today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him, for he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean depths. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the words of Catherine Booth, to better the future, we must disturb the present. Father, help me to understand the meaning of this for us this day. What needs to be disturbed in our life to set your direction for our future? God, we ask you to disturb us. Help us not to walk on by or look the other way. Move our hearts and inspire our minds. What role can we play in your plans for people around us? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we dedicate our life to others. We know that we are too attached to our own comfort and concerns, so disturb us, Lord. Open our eyes to the injustice, pain, and struggle around us. Disturb us and equip us to take the transforming power of the gospel to the people who need it most. And we thank you, Jesus, that you promise in Matthew 25 that whatever we do to love and support those struggling under injustice or poverty today, it's like that we're doing it to you. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord God, time and again you provide for us with your near, ready, and sure love. Give us eyes to recognize that all goodness and joy are from your hand, that we may praise you with our lives forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.